3.
Now, as urban planners, what we really need to start considering is the amount of space allocated for residential areas within a city or town. And when I say space, I'm talking about space within a dwelling or home, rather than the actual size of residential areas. There's growing concern that the internal space of new homes is becoming far smaller, too small, in fact. Maybe you're thinking, is it important for residents to have sufficient space? Is it merely a preference to have more space, or are there more serious implications? Is there, in fact, any evidence to suggest cramped living conditions affect residents' physical or mental well-being or their day-to-day life? Well, research from a number of sources indicates that this is an important issue which needs addressing. Cramped conditions can lead to aggressive behaviour, to family tensions, psychological anguish and, in the more extreme cases, physical illness as well. Not only this, but there is a proven link between overcrowding and the social and emotional development of children, as well as their educational attainment. So, the main issue here is that residents require enough individual space to be able to live and function together, but with sufficient private space for personal time within the home.